You're listening to another podcast from the Cloud Evangelist Portal. My name is Richard Morrell. Thank you very much for taking the time to download this file. So I'm in London at the second, and apologies up front because you may hear some ambient road noise or people slamming doors in the background. I'm in some rented apartment which seems to have hollow walls, and the noise outside, as you'd expect in any capital cities, and enough to test the patience of a saint. So I'm on the Red Hat European Partner Tour 2012, a series of dates which I'm doing talking about cloud and talking about cloud forms and the whole value add of cloud and the Red Hat Cloud Stack offering. And it's quite exciting time. I do enjoy these dates. I'm out in Portugal next week. I'm in Egypt the week after, in Amsterdam and Barcelona. My diary is absolutely packed full of travel. Today I've been talking to our partners about the new technologies Red Hat's bringing to the fore around OpenStack, talking to them about CloudForms, helping enable them to process change and to make change in their customer accounts. And more importantly, trying to arm them with the skills that they need to go out and prosper when they talk to customers about virtualization, talking to customers about self-service environments, about provisioning, about JBoss, about Gluster. And I find the whole thing can be quite enthralling sometimes when you listen to the stories that come out of the channel, when you hear the efforts that customers are going to with regards to migrating away from existing legacy technologies such as HPE UX, AIX and Solaris in the Linux field, but more importantly from other virtualization technologies such as VMware and Hyper-V. It seems that Rev has really started to get some momentum behind it. There's an opportunity now for alternative virtualization technologies to come to the fore. And I think the emphasis now is on the ability for our Red Hat partner channel to be able to go out and talk with some authority about the technologies that we're bringing out into the marketplace, but also to be able to build their own value-added services around those products and those technologies. So it's always quite humbling to sit back and to listen to the stories that come out of the channel and to understand the challenges that they face on a daily basis, and how I can do my job better as an evangelist within Red Hat to try and get them to the finish line and to try and enable change within those customer accounts, or just to be able to go that extra mile. Now, one of the things that I'm quite excited about as I go on my travels for Red Hat around Europe is to be able to sit down and to talk to analysts and to talk to journalists about the levels of expectation they have with regards to how markets are evolving in cloud. And we seem to have turned a corner. There seems to have been some evolutionary rather than revolutionary path trod by a lot of the OpenStack developers in the field who are now approaching the fulsome release. Red Hat have, you know, obviously the new unsupported release of our OpenStack preview, which is going great guns. It's proven very popular in the field. But OpenStack seems to be the buzzword du jour, like it has been for the last 6 or 8 months. And there's no doubt that there is a lot of enthusiasm and a level of expectation in the field that, you know, people are watching and waiting to see what Red Hat are doing with regards to a supported GA release sometime in 2013. There also seems to be a lot of emphasis from a customer perspective, from a channel perspective, on CloudForms. And CloudForms, with regards to bringing maturity to cloud and the ability to manage your application lifecycle and lifecycle and your app form and the templated process and policy that you can take to deploying your application on any hypervisor technology, and to be able to do all the governance and the management and the self-service stuff, both from an administrator and from a user perspective, is really seen to be bringing cloud through that difficult adolescence, an adolescence which has seen technologies emerge from a range of players in the marketplace that solve a multitude of problems, but then don't necessarily solve or tackle the big issues with regards to management, with regards to process, and with regards to governance. And CloudForms, you know, we released it very quietly when we came to market in April, and it's starting now to really get some momentum behind it. And today, it was just quite humbling to be able to sit back and listen to, you know, a range of the problems and solutions that the channel themselves were identifying that CloudForms does actually solve. It's always hard when you're bringing any product to market to be able to project and to be able to predict what you think your consumer base will start to look like and evolve. But now it's becoming obvious that a lot of enterprise architectures are looking for something that gives the ability of the CIO or the decision maker that extra confidence to be able to start moving those enterprise workloads, to be able to start thinking about how their evolution to a open hybrid cloud or their path to a blended environment building on what they've already got in their legacy environment, potentially bursting out to public cloud, or being able to just take stock of what they've got to try and build some form of approach towards going to that virtualized environment, those first initial steps. And there's no doubt, talking to people in the room, in whichever location that I'm talking, that they want to be able to have that confidence and that feeling of comfort from a supplier such as Red Hat. And if you think about Red Hat's evolution from Red Hat being a Linux open source player for the last decade, really working in the enterprise space and the managed hosting space, and you know, companies standing up LAMP stacks and doing web application hosting and database work, etc., etc., it's very rare that a company gets the second chance to stand up the new house of Red Hat, to be able to build a second iteration of a company in cloud. And a lot of big enterprise clouds are built around Red Hat Linux-based technology. It's probably 82% of all clouds are built on Linux. And if we look at those clouds today, the Amazon web hosting, the it just beggars belief, the speed and the evolution of cloud. And if we're thinking about where cloud's going to be tomorrow, and we start thinking about the context-rich environments and those applications which need to be migrated to cloud to show the maturity model, but also to show the level of trust and confidence that the enterprise marketplace has, then Red Hat's perfectly positioned. We've been working for the last 18 months, 2 years on our Red Hat Certified Cloud Provider Program. And that Red Hat Certified Cloud Provider Program enables us to be able to stand up a stack in a cloud provider, to be able for him or her to be able to talk with confidence to an enterprise customer, to be able to start moving those Red Hat subscriptions into cloud, into public cloud, securely, governed properly, with a level of confidence that that customer is getting the same level of service and assurance that he or she would get from working directly with Red Hat. And I think that's the big message. It's not just standing up cloud for cloud's sake. It's standing up cloud and being able to move and migrate those services to cloud. Cloud is not just a testing environment or an ability to burst out to have a virtualized, para-virtualized environment, be able to cope with those workloads as and when you require it on a credit card basis. We're now starting to think out the box with regards to the sort of workloads that will migrate to cloud and the sort of workloads that already are migrating to cloud. And it's not just the standard low-risk database-type applications or applications which require that extra grunt. We're talking about the ability for customers to be able to burst out to cloud to do more risk-averse financial application-type provisioning work, and to be able to also think about how, as an organization, they can reduce their reliance on having to spend so much money on tin, which essentially is sitting there underutilized in their data center. So it's both a responsibility for the cloud provider to get it right first time out the box, but also for a vendor such as Red Hat to make sure that we're shaping the customer expectations when they try and engage with a cloud provider who is hosting or running Red Hat-based technologies. And it's something that we take very seriously. Over the next 2 or 3 weeks, I'm going to be doing a huge amount of traveling. I'm going to be taking this portable field recorder with me, and I'm going to be trying to do some interviews as I travel, but also to lend some weight to some of the experiences that I'm having talking to enterprise architects and also to channel partners as I travel around the Middle East and also around Europe. So thanks for joining me this evening. Apologies if the ambient noise has driven you to distraction. I hope that's given the highlight as to what I've been up to, and also some of the experiences and things that I'm seeing on my daily travels. Thanks for listening. Thank you.